"Welcome," Donald Trump said, standing up from behind his desk. "My apologies for keeping you waiting." "Not a problem," I replied as I looked around his office, noticing all the awards and plaques and presents from people all over the world. Beside his desk was the radio equipment he uses for his weekly radio show. It was all very impressive. After the usual pleasantries, we got around to why we were meeting in the first place. "So what should our book be about?" asked Donald. "I believe we've all had the same question," I replied. "Since there is such a wide gap between our respective real estate dealings as well as the size of our respective financial statements, I don't think we match when it comes to money. After all, you're a billionaire and I'm a mere millionaire." Donald chuckled. "Don't ever put down being a millionaire. Billions of people would love to trade places with you financially." "I realize that, but there is a definite difference between millions and billions. After all, today there are many millionaires who are actually broke." "What do you mean exactly?" asked Donald. "Well, we all know people whose homes have increased in value, but their incomes have not. For example, I have a classmate from Hawaii who inherited his parents' home after they died. Since the real estate prices have skyrocketed and the house has no debt on it, he is technically a net worth millionaire. But he and his wife still struggle financially because they earn less than $90,000 a year. They have 3 kids in school and are struggling to figure out how to afford their college educations." "So they are asset rich and cash poor," said Donald. "Yes. If one of them or their children becomes ill, they could easily slip into poverty." "That does happen to a lot of people, especially after they retire and stop working. They have to sell everything if they become ill, just to survive," added Donald with a somber tone. "And the problem will grow as the baby boom generation retires in a few years." "Yes, I know," said Donald. "Even more than Social Security, Medicare is the biggest debt our nation bears. I don't know how we will afford to pay for 75 million new retirees, their health care, their medicine, and their long-term care once they grow really old. I worry about my kids' generation and how they will afford to pay for our generation's financial dependence upon our government." "Maybe that is what we should write about," I said. "Well, I already did write about it in The America We Deserve, though it never got the readership I would have liked. I think it was my best book because it was about the problems we face, not just about getting rich. But it didn't sell nearly as many copies as my other books." "I had one of those books too," I said. "It was Rich Dad's Prophecy, released in 2002. It's about the demise of the stock market when baby boomers retire and the inadequacies of our 401k plans. It's also about how a lot of workers will lose their pensions and retirement in the near future." "And it didn't sell either?" asked Donald. "No. Like your book, many people said it was my best book, yet it didn't sell like it. But even worse was the Wall Street publications that didn't believe my predictions." Donald nodded. "You and I have been concerned about many of the same things." "It seems that way. That's why I teach, write, and create board games. I believe our country is in trouble, and so are millions of our people." Donald agreed. "When we speak to those thousands of people at the Learning Annex events, don't you feel for those people? Here they are, spending time and money to listen to us. While some are already rich, and some will become rich, many will face lives of constant financial struggle. That breaks my heart." "Maybe this is what you need to write about," said Meredith. "Maybe people need to know why you want them to be rich, what your concerns are." "Maybe we should write a book about ending poverty through financial education," I said. "After all, it is the lack of financial education that got us into this mess. Why not let financial education get us out?" "Great idea. But we need to let people know how to save themselves before we attempt to end poverty on a global scale, which may take generations. We need to do that first before we can hope to change the education system." He continued. "In just a few years, millions of baby boomers will retire. The government will have to admit it is out of money. The price of oil is going through the roof. Our dollar is dropping in value. Inflation is out of control. And we are still at war in the Middle East. We need to have some answers for those who are searching for answers now. We need to teach people to be rich, or at least how to survive the next few years, today, not tomorrow." At that moment, I knew why we were coming together to write a book.